Hey, this is Frank, Fishing Franks, and it's time for Radio Fishing. And we've got all kinds of cool information coming up from Captain Brian Ball. And did you just get off the water, Brian?
I did. Just got home, just got everything put up. It was a tough day of fishing today for me. We bounced all over Bull and Pearl Bay, and there's some redfish around up on the flats and a few trout, but it was a really tough bite for us. I actually had some bait that I'd saved from before the cold snap, so I had a little bit of white bait, had pinfish, had shrimp, I had everything. It was just a really slow bite for us today.
Well, that's the kind of stuff that happens. The best I was ever able to do, and my exceedingly good thing was if I got 9 out of 10, good. I mean, a couple of greats, a few okays, and that, and then one was going to be bad. And there was nothing you could do about it. How bad do you think the weather messed with you today?
You know, the water came through. I was off by, like, 8 o'clock, and it still wasn't over, like, 63 degrees. So it's pretty chilly in there still. After this afternoon, the sun stays on it, and we're calling for it to get up to 80 tomorrow. I actually moved my trip tomorrow morning to the afternoon, hoping that water temperature will get up a little bit and get the fish more active. There's still plenty of fish around. It's not that they left. It's just I seem to struggle when that water temperature gets that low.
Well, you're not alone in that. It's been tough. There's no doubt about it. And because whenever the weather changes, the whole fishing structure changes. And then sometimes I don't even think the fish know what to do. You know, they're sitting there, and as chilly as it's been in the morning, I think you're right on the money transferring over to the afternoons. We've been kind of telling people to stay home, have breakfast, a coffee, come in, stand in the store, yak for a while, and then get out around 10:30. And let that sun cook up a bit. And we've had a lot of conflicting reports about dark grass versus sandy bottom. It's hard to tell, because on the dark grass, the sun cooks up, the grass gets a nice and warm, but on the sandy bottom, they get the heat reflected back up at them off the sand from the sun. So it's, I don't know which is better right now.
Yeah, I'd say just running around and, you know, fishing spot to spot, most of the fish that I saw today were definitely on the grass. They weren't in the holes. There was a few fish in the holes, but for the most part, everything was on that grass, that darker bottom, trying to warm up.
Yeah, looking for the solar collector, trying to get that couple of degrees extra warmth off the grass. That's
right.
So, anyway, well, you're going out tomorrow. What's your game plan? What are you thinking about?
Tomorrow I'm going to try to put in around like 9 o'clock and go see if I can scrounge up a few white baits. I think if that water temperature will get up a little bit, I can do pretty good on the snook. There's still a lot of snook around. Today, like I said, you throw a white bait in front of a snook and it was like pouring oil and water. I mean, they didn't want anything to do with it. They were running the opposite direction.
Yeah, too cold. They're just not interested. General recommendation, take a bag of dead bait, frozen shrimp, maybe some old pinfish, and or even some cut ladyfish, and try some chunk bait if nothing else works.
Yeah, it slowed down a little bit. Seems to work out when it gets cold like this.
Yeah, we all want it. We all want the white bait and the live shrimp and all that to work the best, but sometimes just a nasty old chunk of bait on the bottom is the best way to go. But I'm going to try and give you a call tomorrow and see if we can't catch up and see how things worked out with another day of sunshine on the water. But the first bright sunny day is tough day to fish.
Yeah, I look for it to be much better tomorrow. Like I said, that's why I pushed it back, so hopefully it works out for us. But yeah, feel free to give me a call tomorrow, Frank. I'd love to talk to you, let you know how you did.
All right, and if you want to get in touch with Captain Brian, just click the picture right next to this. It's going to take you to his webpage. And Brian's amazingly, he's a lot of fun to fish with. Really good guy. And thanks for talking to us today, Brian. I really appreciate it.
All right, Frank. Have a good one.
All right. We'll see you later. Bye-bye.